You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
We are so glad you're here with us today, and we have some wonderful news to share. This podcast is nominated for Best Podcast at the World Entertainment Awards that are coming up in Hollywood this weekend. We are so grateful, we are so thankful, humbled, honored, and happy. And all of you who listen, who share, who donate, who sponsor, who appear as guests, who help us in any way, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so very, very, very grateful. We have a guest today who is one of our very favorite people, and we are so happy that she's here with us today. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello, I'm Bethany Johnson. I'm the owner and teacher of Bold and Bright Academy in Las Vegas and Bold and Bright Academy Online, our preschool, kindergarten learning platform online. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to talk to you. I always love to spend time with you.
Oh, me too. Me too.
So thank you for joining us. I heard a magic word. I heard the word kindergarten. We've talked about your platform as a preschool program, but I know there's lots of parents right now thinking, wow, this is great. Could we talk about kindergarten?
Yeah, this year we added our Kindergarten Pals class, which is really exciting because, you know, every year we're just adding and expanding a little more. So that's our next step is our kindergarten program, which is, it has all the on-demand classes that they can choose from, plus our Kindergarten Pals class with Miss Angie, who we love. So they get to take our live Zoom class twice a week with other kindergartners their age, in addition to all the other stuff that comes on the platform.
Wow, that is great. So what could a kindergartner expect in KinderPals?
Oh, I mean, they can expect to meet some new friends, to meet their new teacher, we just love. They can expect to play lots of games, do things like show and tell, really share their world with their new friends and from all around the world. They can expect to do lots of reading and songs and phonemic awareness exercises. We have themes every week, so each class is kind of focused on a specific theme. This week is forest animals. As you know, we've been seeing lots of forest animals from you, which is awesome. And really just getting to learn from and interact with other kids who are their age and just sharing their world with other people, talking about their family and sharing things that are important to them. And while we're learning literacy skills and math skills and social emotional and all that. So it's been really fun to be able to add that new program and have some of our graduating preschoolers transfer into that one and then have some new kinder friends too, which is really great to really just expand their social circle in a new class.
How fabulous. Oh, that's marvelous. One of the top times when folks decide to homeschool is kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity for homeschool parents as well who might be thinking of a way to homeschool their kindergartner but still concerned about socialization and, you know, other learning. So what would you say to someone right now who's just considering your program for kindergarten?
Oh, I mean, I would say give it a shot. We have a, I offer a 1 month free trial for any of your viewers so they can give it a shot with no risk and no money down. Mm-hmm. And I think that they would, I think usually once they join and they get in to meet their friends and they see all the awesome stuff we offer on the platform and all the classes, they'll be happy with it. So I say, give it a shot. What's the harm? You got a free month here offered to you. And there's over 300 classes on the platform that they can watch anytime, anywhere, plus getting that live socialization. So it's really a well-rounded program. They're going to get lots of enrichment classes. They're going to get their academics and their social emotional learning as well. So it's like an all-in-one package here.
That's perfect. That's really great. Okay, so tell us how to do it. I mean, what do we need to do to sign up? It's very generous of you to offer this free trial to our friends who are with us. And I'm sure lots of folks would like to take advantage of this or share this with other people that they know who have children. So what should they do?
Absolutely. So if you want to find out more information about the program, you can visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to take advantage of this 3 month offer, you can send me an email at boldandbrightacademy@gmail.com and say that you heard about us from your show, and I can get them set up with a login to the portal. They can also check out my YouTube channel at Bold and Bright Academy to get some sample clips from my classes. Our Instagram and Facebook is also at Bold and Bright Academy, so they can get some more information on there. But if they'd like the free trials, they can shoot me an email and I can get them set up with a login to the program. boldandbrightacademy@gmail.com.
Fantastic! Oh, how great! That's great! So how would a family make the most of your program for kindergartners? And I know kindergarten is a really flexible number. Preschool is a really flexible number because we've had some years of kind of interesting learning and all of that. So we're not being rigid about a specific age or stage of life. But how would a family make the most of your kindergarten program?
I mean, every family uses it differently. But because we have all the different enrichment classes, and all the academics are pretty much covered. So you can use it as a kind of a starting point to watch the classes, build your themes off of that. We have printable curriculum on there, so you can always use that. And then each teaching time lesson comes with extra printables. So there's the curriculum's there. But if some people use it as their entire curriculum, and they have set schedules for every class they want to watch. Some people use it as a better screen time option, so they're always learning on their screen when they're giving them that time. Some people just kind of pick and choose which classes to watch, but it's really up to you. It's a flexible program. The only thing that is on a schedule is the live Zoom classes. So everything else is at your discretion. There's lots of stuff to offer. We have interactive learning games. So there's lots of options if you want to try the program. It might be overwhelming at first because there's so many classes, but because it's on your schedule, you get to choose how you use it. If you want to add art time into your day, you just turn on the art class and gather the materials, which almost all of them you probably have at home already. Almost everything you'll have at home already, so you don't have to go out and buy a ton of stuff. It's all kind of with materials that you'll have at home, or you can get at the grocery store if it's a science lesson, you know, easy stuff like that. So you're not having to buy much extra materials. And really, you're just going to throw on a class, depending on what the class is. Some classes you might not need materials at all, and they can do it completely independently. Some things they might need a little help to get set up. And then afterwards, you know, expand on what they learned, ask them questions about what they learned, show them, ask them to see what they created in class, and then you can go from there on expanding on whatever subject was they just watched in class.
That's excellent. For many homeschooling families, states have different criteria for what you have to teach, and I noticed that you have science and math, and you have music and art and yoga and many classes that would fit into all of those different categories that are required. That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a ballet class, like you said, yoga and music. We have art, so the art is covered. The academics is teaching time, and then we have two different science classes. We have three different math classes. We have an abacus class, so there's lots of different methods of learning there. And there's really, I mean, there's something for everyone. And we're always adding, looking to add new teachers too. So the program is always expanding as it goes. And your price will be locked in at whatever price you join at. So no matter how big we expand and if prices raise, whatever you start at, your price will be locked in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, that's good news. That's a wonderful piece mm-hmm. of news. That's great.
Yeah.
And talk to me then about the curriculum and printables. What kinds of things are covered in those?
So we, my class is very, it's standards based. So they'll be learning all of the pre-K and kindergarten standards. And that includes, you know, all their letters and numbers, math concepts, early learning math concepts, and social studies concepts. And then we have the, you know, the science and exploration class and a science experiment class. So they'll be learning all their science standards there. We have an easy math class, which is kind of like just short 5 to 10 minute lessons on counting and number identification, matching, and all of that. And then we have, like I said, our abacus class. So we really focus on number sense from a, because that's the most important foundation when it comes to math, is really understanding the numbers and not just kind of memorizing what the numbers look like, but really understanding what each number represents and how to break them apart. And so all of that can be found in our math classes. And then we have all of our enrichment classes to get their gross and fine motor skills tuned. So there's really, it covers a wide gambit, but the academic classes are going to cover all the preschool, kindergarten standards. So if you go to your state standards online, you'll be able to see, you know, exactly which things are covered.
Mm, that's excellent. Oh, that is wonderful. So it makes your life a lot simpler, at least.
It does. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have our parent Facebook group that everyone in the group is part of. So parents are sharing pictures of their kids, what they made in class, and sharing, you know, things related to the themes or just questions. So we have that group, too, for parents to be able to connect with each other.
That's very great to have a supportive community like that. And then there are the skill builder packs, you know, the downloads mm-hmm. and printables. Yeah. Can you tell us about those?
Yep. Yeah, so those are going to be all of our alphabet pages. We have two different skill builder packs. So each letter has a little song that goes with it and a little character and some like poems and a tracing sheet so they could practice their letter skills. We have two different sections of that. And then in my teaching time classes, every class has a files section with principles. There'll be math principles that goes with the theme, math or literacy principles. So there's lots of different options for printable materials, too, in addition to the digital.
That is so helpful. That is so important. In fact, one of the largest and most intimidating factors for families that might be considering homeschooling or starting off in this way is, you know, finding a curriculum. What should I do? What should I, mm-hmm. how can I make sure that they're learning the right things? And I just love that you have such high standards and fundamentals that we can relax in that a little bit, that we can trust that this program will help us to have all the skills our child needs at that level.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parents, especially now, who are new to homeschooling and pulling their kids from public school or realizing that they don't even want to start them. But mm-hmm. I know how daunting it is to, I mean, your child's education is completely in your hands when you decide to do mm-hmm. that. So what do I do? Where do I go? What do I teach them? How do I teach them? Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to offer something that could guide them mm-hmm. and give them, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's so
right.
much out there. So if we can put it all in one place for you, and if we can have, you know, the same teachers so they feel comfortable with what they're learning and who they're learning from, and they're seeing the same friends every day, then it gives the parents a jumping off point so they're not so overwhelmed with having to gather materials from so many different places. I really wanted it to be a stress reliever for parents. I wanted to make it as stress-free as possible because I know how difficult it can be when you're facing this mountain of, oh my gosh, okay, it's all on me now. What do I do?
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to offer them something that could be, you know, take the stress off, be easy, and that could be, you know, done in their own time. Because a lot of homeschoolers, you know, the magic of homeschooling is that you can learn from anywhere, you know, you
right.
can uh-huh. be on the road and learning. So if they do this, they don't have to bring, you know, tons of textbooks and just a whole bunch of materials. They could bring their computer, they can print stuff out ahead of time if they need to, but it's a simple and easy program for parents and kids.
Mm, that's beautiful because it instills an early joy of learning. It has a wonderful perspective that makes children and parents have a lot of fun. I mean, teaching time is delightful. It's just delightful. And I think of how Sesame Street has as many adult fans as children fans. And that's how I feel about teaching time, is that we will enjoy it too. Adults will enjoy it. The children will enjoy it. You'll enjoy it together. And that means you'll instill that love of learning early. And I think that is a great thing. Also, you can take it the next step, as we chose to do, and by enrolling in the live classes, then it moves from just homeschooling to private school online. And
exactly.
For
yeah.
many of us, that covers the standards, that keeps us in good with the state without having to keep all the checklists and everything else, because our children
mm-hmm.
are enrolled in a preschool or they are enrolled in a kindergarten. And then we still have all of breath to make our own decisions about what our learning will include and how and when and where we will do it. So this is a wonderful program. Tell everybody one more time how they can become involved.
Yes, you can go to boldandbrightacademyonline.com for more information. You can email me to get your free 1 month free trial at boldandbrightacademy@gmail.com. You can check out some clips from Teaching Time class on our YouTube channel, Bold and Bright Academy. You can visit our Facebook and our Instagram at Bold and Bright Academy. But if you'd like to take advantage of that free trial, just shoot me an email at boldandbrightacademy@gmail.com and tell me that you heard me on your show, and I will get you set up with a password and log into the portal.
Oh, thank you so much for that. That's so kind.
Of course.
And that's so generous.
Of course.
One of the things that I really want to commend you for is the kindness of your program, that everyone's welcome and accepted. There's a lot of love. We meet people where they are, and I see how kind your program is. And, yes, you have good standards, and it's very great learning, and the information is excellent. But most of all, I just see how kind you are, and everyone involved in the program is so kind to the students. And I believe that is just as important as math facts and, you know, word families and all of those other things we teach.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that about Teaching Time and about the program in general, because that's what I wanted going into this, just to create like a safe environment for parents and kids, for new parents who are, you know, not confident yet in their homeschooling, and for kids who aren't confident in schooling at all. I wanted to give them a place where they could be free to learn and make mistakes and grow together, and let them know that we do accept them where they're at, because that's just really important to me. So I appreciate you saying that, because that's what I'm going for here.
Great. Oh, mission accomplished. That's wonderful. What do you think, as an entrepreneur, is the most important lesson you have learned about yourself while you've been putting this program together?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. I've learned so much. I've learned one, to be kind to myself, because that's been a journey. I'm very much, this has to be perfect right now. Everything has to be the way I need it to be right now. And I'm learning, you know, I'm growing just along with my students, and starting an online business is, you know, not something that I was trained to do. I'm trained as a teacher. So I'm learning all of this as I go. So being kind to myself, it can also be kind of being an entrepreneur can be kind of a lonely experience, you know,
sure.
because
mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot of other entrepreneurs. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times people, you know, we go to work, and you have to go to work to make money. And but, you know, most people do not enjoy what they do.
Right,
you know?
Right.
They're not that passionate about it because it's just a job. And so when you're an entrepreneur and you're, you know, you've built this, it's like your baby, and uh-huh. you're so passionate about it, and you're, yeah. you're so dedicated and committed. And uh-huh. it does take a lot of time outside, especially because I have my local preschool that I teach in during the day. So my online preschool has kind of been in addition to that. So it's been lots of late nights getting it set up and recording
right.
and editing. And mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people may not understand why I'm putting that into it. So it can be kind of a lonely experience, but finding other entrepreneurs who are just as passionate as you are, and, you know, having such a supportive group of parents in my program has really yeah. helped, because they've, mm-hmm. they've helped me every step of the way when I've, you know, so that's really important, I think, to be able to have a community around you of other people who are just as passionate about their work as you are, and who understand mm-hmm. what, you know, why you're doing this, why you're putting all this extra work into it, and then who celebrate you for your achievements and accomplishments, because it is a lot of work, and it's kind of like you know, you never stop learning, that type thing. But when you're an entrepreneur, it's like that on overdrive. So it's like, yeah. as soon as you learn something, you're like, okay, I feel comfortable with this. And then you're like, oh my gosh, now yeah. I have to learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. And it can be hard, but it's also so rewarding knowing that I have this group of people who I'm, you know, who I see all the time, who are supporting me, who are sharing our successes and helping me learn and grow. And so I would say just make sure you have a good community around you if you're going to be an entrepreneur, because it's hard and it can be lonely, but it can also be like the greatest thing ever and make you feel so proud and accomplished. And yeah, I think community is the biggest thing.
As an Indigenous person, we're tribal. And so mm-hmm. we always think in terms of community, family, tribe, nation, other people. In fact,
yeah.
it's not even really any fun unless other people are, you know, going to go to mm-hmm. you, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so I really resonate with that we have to have community. We were created for community. And I think that mm-hmm. is so great that you have been able to find that community and encourage that community. I feel like it's a privilege when people trust you with their lives. Whether it's
their time,
you know, if they listen to, yep. for example, people take an hour that they could have taken a nap or eaten a cheese sandwich or done some work, and they listen to me. I consider that
yep.
an incredible honor. You know, like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
We got 24
Absolutely.
Every day, and you gave us one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you feel that sense of privilege that people are trusting you with the most precious lives that they know?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when I taught in the school district, I kind of had that, but not as much, because they don't get to choose, you know,
right.
they get assigned to class and you're their teacher and they appreciate mm-hmm. you, but you know, that wasn't their choice. Now people are choosing to trust me with the education of their mm-hmm. kids, and at the most important time in their
yes.
learning lives, you know,
uh-huh.
like a 3-year-old's brain is twice as active as an adult's brain. You know,
oh,
they are
my.
Soaking in so much mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. everything, and being able to influence them and teach them so much is, and knowing that the parents trust me and are choosing to do that, they're choosing me to put that their child's education in my hands is such an honor. It's an amazing feeling.
Yes, I mean, it really is, because oh wow. And so what do you hope that these young children who learn from you take away from Bold and Bright Academy?
I hope that they take away that learning is just that. It's learning. It's not
mm-hmm.
a destination. And we never stop. You know, I'm still learning. And I try and
mm-hmm.
I try and push that in my classes, that I'm still learning so
mm-hmm.
much, and I can learn from them, and we learn from each other. And it's not this thing where I didn't get it, so, you know, I'm upset. It's the thing that I didn't get it, so I'm going to keep trying, and
mm-hmm.
I'll get that, and then I'll move on to something else. And there's not there's not this destination. It's all a journey. And I want them to continue that mindset all throughout their learning. I mean, throughout their entire lives, because mm-hmm. I never want to stop learning. You know, I think if we stop learning, we're stuck in a rut. And I don't,
yes.
and I see that happen. You know, I want to give them the confidence to know that learning is their job. And when they mess up and make a mistake, that just helps them learn more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
think that's the biggest thing, is that we're all learning, and learning is a continuous journey that we should never stop. And we all learn in different ways, and their way is just as valid as anyone else's way.
Wow, that is a really exciting way to look at it. I mean, I think that we would have almost a learning revolution if more schools and more learning entities thought about things that way, that it's process-based, not just grades or mm-hmm. destinations or standardized tests or whatever
yep.
it might be. So
yep.
what kind of confidence does that approach instill in children?
I mean, it gives them the knowledge that whatever happens is mm-hmm. meant to happen. Whatever... One, we don't focus on, like you said, we don't focus on grades. So there's not mm-hmm. that, oh, I failed, or I didn't do good enough. You know, like, as long as they are trying, they're doing good enough. They're giving what they can. And mm-hmm. so I never want to put any labels or numbers or where they're at. Like the parent is there to, you know, they can assess where they're at and see what else they need. But I don't ever want to put any sort of grade or score on what my students are doing, because they're, you know, like I said, we're all learning at different paces. So it looks like encouragement. It looks like letting them share their work, encouraging them. It looks like pointing out if I make a mistake and saying things like, that's okay, I'm still cool. So they
yes.
can learn that their mistakes are totally fine, you know? And I think it looks like showing that we're all human. And I really, really, like, I tell it to my students in my local preschool all the time, you know, like, if they love to point out if I make a mistake, they love it. I think it's, oh, you forgot this, you forgot this. And I say, oh my gosh, silly me, I did forget this. Thanks for telling me. I appreciate that. You know, I want them to feel safe telling me when, you know, I've forgotten something, because Lord knows I forget a lot of things. And just, you know, being the example that we all make mistakes, and it's fun. It's fun to learn, and we will learn from our mistakes, and we'll keep growing. And I try and show that in all of my classes, because I've struggled with trying to be the perfectionist and always failing to be the perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that pressure on my students at all.
Isn't it marvelous that we have the opportunity to save the next generation from those kinds of cycles?
Yes, and that's what I feel like I'm doing in my mm-hmm. in my local school and my online school with my son. I'm like, I can break these cycles that
yes.
have, you know, that have caused such negative impacts in my life. I can do that for them, and then seeing the results of that, you know, when you see kids who came in and they were really upset if they made a mistake,
mm-hmm.
And then being able to, you know, by the end of the year, or by a few months, they're saying, that's okay, I'm still cool. And they're just getting
yeah.
on with it. And it's like, oh my gosh, yes, yes, I love it. I love seeing that. I get so excited when I hear my students say that, because it's like, yes, that's everything. That's everything right there. That's okay. You're still cool. Let's keep going. Let's try
yes,
again.
Yes, let's be cycle breakers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Thank you for doing that. Because it takes a lot of courage to go first. It takes a lot of courage
yeah.
to not do the exact same thing that you already,
yes, yes.
you know, did. I mean, or somebody did to you. And I think that it takes a certain amount of bravery. And that kind of bravery can really only be motivated by love. I want better
mm-hmm.
for my children. I
yep.
want better for other children. I want children to love to learn, not dread coming to school or can't wait to
yes.
learn again in the summer because it's just so hard to be here. I want them to love this. I want them to
mm-hmm.
love learning, but most of all, to love themselves, right?
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to me to teach them self-love and for them not to love learning, because So many times their love of learning is squashed so early on. Mm-hmm. And it like breaks my heart to see that, because I'm like, you have so much to give and so much to learn, and you've already been, you know, your spirit has been crushed. And I want to lift their spirits and show them that learning can be fun. Learning is fun if it's done in the right way. And if it's more child-led too, like my favorite thing to do at the beginning of the year in my local school is to make a list of things that everyone's interested in. So in every class, we make a list. What do you want to learn about this year? Mm-hmm. And then I can kind of tailor my themes and stuff to what they want to learn. So they're interested. If they're interested in the subject, they're going to retain it so much more. So, and it shows them that, like, we care about their interests, you know, like, I want to know what they're interested in. I want to know what they're excited about. I want to know what their dog's name is and what, you know, where they went this weekend. I want to know about their life, because that's important. And that's important to their learning, is being comfortable enough to know that the person that you're learning from and you're going to every day is cares about you, and not just cares about if you know your ABCs, cares about who you are as a person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We will be right back, and we'll have much more of this beautiful, beyond beautiful conversation. I'm loving it so much, and I know all of you are too. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, may I have your attention, please? Here's how to pull up Talktainment Radio and their great quality programs.
Talktainment, all we did was remove the word entertainment. Remember the word entertainment? We took out the E-N-T-R and we put talk in front of it. The rest of it spelled the same. TalktainmentRadio.com. Go there. TalktainmentRadio.com. Hit programs. And then you'll see the programs that are put in the podcast. We have eight past programs. And if you want more than eight, all you'd have to do is give us a call at 228-2200.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We are strong and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave you.
We are so thankful for our guest today for so many reasons. I am grateful for her beautiful perspective on education and her resilient spirit and her friendship. This is a wonderful person and a fabulous guest. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Absolutely. I'm Bethany Johnson. I'm the owner of Bold and Bright Academy and Bold and Bright Academy Online, our preschool and kindergarten learning platform.
I'm glad you're here.
I am so happy to be here. I love getting to talk to you.
I'm wondering if the digital age has made a difference in your life as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's allowed me to start my online platform, which I never really thought about until COVID came about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That wasn't really even on my radar. But it's allowed me to have such a greater reach. You know, I have 24 kids in my program in Las Vegas. There's six kids at a time in each class, and there's four classes. So there's 24 kids, and that filled up within my second month of opening. And so I was like, how can I expand my reach? How can I, you know, reach more kids? Because I'm in my garage. The classroom can't hold that many. And, but I didn't want to, I really wanted to keep my values, which was like, we need to have small class sizes, because after teaching in the school district and having 24 kids and just knowing that I couldn't, you know, give them each what they needed because there was so many of them. So small class sizes was really important to me. So I was like, well, I don't want to open a center. I don't want to do that. I want the homey vibe, the small class sizes. So I was like, well, I guess online is my option.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, you know, I didn't really consider when I first started the possibilities of it, how the potential for growth, you know, like now we can expand as we go, and there's no limitations. We can add more grade levels. We can add more teachers. We can add tutoring. We can add You know, there's so much that can, I mean, sky's the limit with the digital platform. So it's really offered me the opportunity to create a program so much more than I ever thought I could have. And hopefully as the years grow, we will be able to add more grade levels and, you know, offer different things, which is an exciting prospect.
Yes. Oh, well, that's on my wish list, that you will add grades and continue to expand, you know, follow these classes so that they can stay with Bold and Bright Academy. I'm looking forward to that. There's something really important to me in all of this that I see, even adding the grade levels, allowing children to learn as they learn, and having all of these beautiful on-demand classes so that you can customize the curriculum and make it exactly what your child needs. And that is the connection between education and mental health. I absolutely see, I mean, so many mental health crises in, you know, start young. Bullying, you know, abandonment issues, just a lot of them start in schools. They start in childhood. And we know there's some wonderful schools and some dynamic teachers out there, and we're so thankful for all of them. But how can a program like this offer children better mental health in their early years?
I think just allowing them the space and the room to choose what they're learning, to do it on their own time, so that it's not this rigid schedule where they're sat, you know, sat down for 7 hours a day doing the same work and expected to, you know, not taking into account their where they are developmentally. I think that can cause a lot of harm when that's not, when they're developmental, you know, when that's not taken into account, because then they're just pushed to do things that they're not ready for. And that can, from the start, really hinder, you know, hurt their mental health when you're expected to do something that you're not developmentally ready for, that puts in your mind that you're not good enough from the start. So I think just giving them that space to learn at their own pace, to learn what they want, is really helpful. And then having our live classes where everyone is so kind and supportive. Like, I have never had anyone in my live class say anything even remotely mean, you know, I can't even believe, you know, how amazing these kids are, because they're so excited for each other, and they're so kind. And so it, just having that, you know, knowing that you can come to class and you're not going to experience bullying, and your teacher's going to be understanding, and you're going to get to have fun and share important things about you, you know, that right there just kind of from the beginning gives them the viewpoint that you matter. And I think that's huge, because I think, you know, in the digital age, there are some amazing things that can come from it, but there's also a lot of neglect that can come from it, I think. Between parents, parents having, you know, jobs, work from home, that they have to be on the computer, or their kids are on the computer or on the TV or on phones, just kind of like, you know, so to be able to use it as for something that's positive, and that can give the parents a break, that can give the kids the self-esteem and the learning. And I think that that is a really great thing for the kids. And I think that helps their mental health a lot when they're not pushed from an early age to fit into this box that, you know, they weren't meant to.
Yes. I think you've just said it so well. And that's the great comfort, I think, when we have a program like this and we put our children in it, is that we know. I mean, life happens, of course. We can't control everything. But we know at least they won't be bullied, or at least their hearts won't be broken. They won't experience racism or misogyny. You know, at least we know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't shield your kids from all the terrible stuff in the world, but it does give them a safe place to learn. And I feel like if you can show them that it's safe to be who they are and it's safe to learn their way, then they have that. They can, you know, they can keep that feeling going forward, you know, because so much of our personality and of everything about us is shaped from, I mean, the time from birth to five. That is like the most important time. Uh-huh. All of our, you know, there's millions of neural connections each second that are forming in a child's brain. Mm-hmm. And all of those neural connections are what forms you as a human. So if you're given that early childhood experience that's telling you it's safe to be you, and yeah. We want to know more about you, and you're safe here to learn, I think that really sets up a great foundation for their future and the rest of their schooling career.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to that end, I want to make sure we're inclusive as well, because we have all mm-hmm. kinds of learners in the world, and people are going through all kinds of things. And so how could your program benefit what would be called special needs learners or unique learners?
Once again, because it offers so much flexibility, you know, and it's at the parents' discretion how much time they spend on it. We really try and be inclusive in our Zoom class. Sometimes the parents need to be there with them to kind of guide them and answering questions or help them when it comes to, you know, certain things. But they're able to, you know, go at their own pace. They're not pushed to do things that they're not ready for, but they're challenged to maybe step out of their comfort zone
sure.
enough that it helps them grow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's beautiful. And I think that's really important to remember too, because so often we have a template in education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly mm-hmm. have it at the university level where it's just like, here's mm-hmm. the classes, meet these classes and you'll graduate.
Yep,
and,
yep.
you know, there's not always a lot of flexibility in education, or we think of a successful learner as a person with good grades instead of thinking,
right.
oh, they may be successful in their social-emotional learning, or they may have
mm-hmm.
a gift or a talent, or they may have a unique interest or intense interest, and they're really good at that. And so I love
yeah.
the fact that there's so much personalization in your program. Mm,
yeah. You know, it's funny because a lot of times, especially in my local school, I see this that kids come in and they're either like super social and they got the social emotional stuff down and they're,
yeah.
they make friends, no problem, but they may struggle retaining some of the academic information, or maybe they're, you know, they're a little behind in fine motor. Or I have some kids who come in and they are, you know, reading at a first grade level at 4 years old, but they're really struggling with the social emotional
yeah.
skills. And those kids who have those social emotional skills are teaching those kids who are struggling with them, and then they can in turn learn from them about the academics that they're struggling with. So really pushing that we all have something to offer and to teach is, I think it gives them the opportunity to gain that confidence that a lot of the times is so lacking, especially students with special needs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, well said. Thank you for that. And have you seen changes in yourself since you started this program?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so much. In so many different ways. It's been able, I mean, as I said, I talked about giving our students confidence and everything. I've never had a lot of confidence in anything I do.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching, when I jump on the computer, and see my students, I'm not thinking about my mistakes or my whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about giving these kids, you know, being there for these kids and having fun. And, you know, it's almost like a little like half hour break throughout my day to
yes.
to forget about everything else in my day and just focus
mm-hmm.
on these kids. And it's given me the opportunity to give myself grace, you know, when
yeah.
that's hard for me to,
mm-hmm.
and to kind of realize how much I do have to offer. You know, I'm not, I have a lot, so much love to give and knowledge to give, and for the students and the parents. So it's given
mm-hmm.
me more confidence. It's taught me to give myself grace. It's taught me to manage things differently than I've ever, you know, ever knew how. I've learned and grown so much in this process, and I'm so grateful for that because, I mean, I feel like I'm a totally different person than I was 4 years ago when I left the school district, or 5 years ago now, and started this. I think becoming a parent really did a lot of that. And then starting my local preschool and then starting my online preschool, and every step has just like compounded on each other to just change me into a totally new and different and better version of myself in so many ways.
That's marvelous. Well, we think you're pretty great.
Thanks. Likewise.
Thanks. Are you planning to educate your own children?
I have one. I'm Silas, and I.
Yay.
Oh man, I go back and forth so much. I know I don't want to send him to public school or private or charter. Really, I think
right,
I will. So I guess yes is the answer, but I also I struggle with it just because I didn't have the greatest homeschooling experience growing up, but I also know that my situation is different. You know, there were six of us kids growing up, so I know my mom was, gosh, trying to juggle so much, and I don't know how she did it. And she was amazing because that's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I also struggled in public school, you know, so I don't know if it was just my, you know, me or what my environment or what. So I think I have a lot of worry, you know, that about my, especially once they get, you know, a little older. Like, I think I definitely, you know, obviously through preschool, he'll be in our preschool, through kindergarten. But as it gets older, I question myself and my own skills a little bit, but also, you know, being in the homeschool community now, it's giving me some more confidence. I think if I could find a little micro school environment, teach him from home and have him in a micro school, so he's learning from others as well and not just me, I think that would be like the perfect scenario for me.
That's marvelous. Thank you for that transparency. I think it's important for us to always think about our why of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing it? What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thank you for processing that because it's very important. It really is. And I look at your success. I see that you've had some awards and accolades, and that has been wonderful. What did those things mean to you?
They just tell me that I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
when things are hard and you're struggling and you're getting down on yourself, and then you get, you know, awarded. They show up to your house, the Department of Education, and tells you that you're Nevada's Early Childhood Educator of the Year. You're like, wait, what? Me? Me? You're recognizing what I'm doing and the impact that it has on students. It tells me that I am doing my goals of helping kids, give them that early childhood education that I feel is so important. I'm doing that. You know, I'm doing what I've set out to do, and it's really nice to have that validation, you know, especially as an entrepreneur. If you're working kind of by yourself most of the time, you're just, you don't get that very often, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So having that happen really just, it lifts my spirits and tells me that I'm on the right path and I'm doing what I set out to do.
Oh, exactly. And you're very deserving. And I'm so thankful all these good things are happening to you. And I believe there'll be many more. And you'll do many great things. And you'll succeed in them all. And I'm thinking about the moment when we found out about the World Entertainment Awards, you know, because this is a labor of love, you know. We're not exactly in the most exciting place on the map, you know. We're just sort of doing the best we can every day with what we have to do with. And they asked me how I felt, and I said, well, you know, it's not really the award, it's the trust.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, someone trusts you and believes in you and knows that you're trying to do the very best you can, and they see that and they recognize you for it. And so I immediately thought of you, and I thought, yes, it's the best, you know, that these organizations see what you're doing and they like it and they want to encourage you to do it some more.
so much that, totally. It is such a, I mean, it's such an honor, like I said, being trusted with their education. And then especially, you know, when the Department of Education, who they run things so differently, you know, than I do, for them to come to me and say, you're our Early Childhood Educator of the Year. And I'm like, oh, I don't do anything the way that you guys do it.
Right.
It's like, wow, they're looking to me for these things. And that's a really cool feeling that they trust me that I'm doing the right thing, and they see what I'm doing, and they want to, you know, they want to share that, even though it's a completely different model than what they do. So that's a really cool feeling.
It absolutely is. And I congratulate you on these wonderful accolades that are coming your way.
Thank you so much. And you as well.
Thank you.
The The award ceremony is this weekend?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, I'm crossing my fingers for you. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you. The nicest part really
you
is to be honest.
Deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, it is. It's just wonderful. Yeah. It really is to be thought of, to be considered, especially when you see, you know, it's, you know, everyone else is sort of important and big and all of that. And here we are, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we are right there, too.
And you are important and big, too.
Well, thank you, darling. Coming from you, that's quite a compliment. But, you know, I think about the wonderful things we're all trying to do, and they start with innovation. And so I want to hand you the mic for a minute and let you speak to someone who might be thinking of becoming an entrepreneur or doing something, as you said, different than the whole district or the mm-hmm. company or the world or whoever else does it.
It is scary. It's so scary to leave what you know. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. So is staying somewhere where you're not fulfilled and you don't believe in what you're doing.
That's right.
So really, you get to choose your hard. And when you choose the hard that leads to a path of fulfilling your dreams and your values, then it's not, then the hard is going to be worth it. And it's not such a slog. It's not getting up every day dreading going to work. It's getting up every day knowing that it's going to be tough, but at the end of the day, you did everything you could to put out something that you really believe in, not something that you're forced to do. And that is life-changing. I mean, it really is life-changing when you go to work and feel and believe in what you do and know that you're making a difference instead of supporting something that you don't really believe in just because that's your only option. It's not your only option. And there are so many different ways to make your dream come true, but it is hard and it takes a lot of, you know, faith in yourself, faith in anything that you have draw faith from. You know, you gotta believe in what you do and don't let the fact that you don't know what you're doing yet stop you. Cause I did not know how to start a business. I know how to teach and that's what I know how to do. And I have learned everything in the past 5 years. I have learned it as I went. And I'm still learning every day. And so don't let your lack of knowledge in the business side of stuff stop you from becoming an entrepreneur, because all of that you can, I mean, that's the greatest thing about the internet. You can Google everything. Mm-hmm. You can Google that. If you have a skill that you want to use for good and you want to, you know, you can do that. And don't let the scary part of business stop you, because all of that is a short Google search away.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm secretly glad I didn't know what I was doing. Seriously. I mean, I can admit that now. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I'm secretly glad that I didn't just follow the old path of how to do things. You know, this is how you start doing something, you know, and I'm secretly glad that I didn't know any better, that I just really thought I could do it and I tried it and it worked.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's a good point, because a lot of the ways that, you know, they may teach you in business school and stuff, they're kind of outdated, you know, like there's so much stuff is changing so fast, especially with, you know, digital stuff like technology, and everything is changing so fast. And the way that, and I think these younger generations too, they see things differently than the older generations. So I think that really not knowing coming from a business background actually helped me in a lot of ways.
Yes, I can see that. And I think that. And I think yet you've done everything with best practices and really high standards in the education field too. And that's what I love, that at no point did you compromise quality. You just were innovative about how you deliver it. What do you want your legacy to be?
Oh man, that's a good question. I want kids to like remember me as their, you know, as one of their first teachers. I want them to remember, you know, when they're teenagers and they're talking with their family. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Do you remember Miss Bethany and her teaching gun class? Oh, that was so fun. And I remember we learned this and she would sing these songs and then we would dance around, you know, like I want them to just look back on their time in my classes and just remember fun and being happy and being with their family and with me and, you know, just look at it as a fun experience, because really, if they're having fun, they're going to retain what they're learning, and they're going to want to continue learning more. So I just want to be someone that kids or adults or teenagers can look back on and say that they had a lot of fun with me, and it catapulted their learning experience because they were able to have fun in their learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no doubt.
It's really all that matters is, you know, if they can have fun and learn at the same time, that's all I'm about.
Oh, I have no doubt that that's exactly the legacy that you're already creating, and that it will continue be even greater and more wonderful. What do you want us to know about you or about your program that we don't already know?
I want you to know that that you're not alone, and we're here to help you. We're all human, and we're all doing the best we can.
Yeah.
I'm doing the best we can. You guys are doing the best we can in a crazy world, and we're here to support you and to answer questions and to give you that support and to give your kids the love and the education that they deserve. And we're with you every step of the way.
That's beautiful. What path do you recommend to students when they graduate from your preschool?
They can continue in our kindergarten classes.
Sure.
What path? Let's see. I mean, that's up to the parent. If they did well with the online, you know, like an online platform, then find another one kind of like ours. And it doesn't have to be like a big company, you know, like we're a small business here, you know. Now I have a lot of teachers on the platform, but I'm not some big corporate thing. It's just me behind the scenes. And a lot of times you get that more personal learning experience from something smaller like that. Mm-hmm. So don't discount a program just because it's newer or it's not, you know, you don't see it on commercials and TV. Keep your mind open about different paths and follow your child's lead. I mean, if your child is interested in a certain subject, you can teach every skill while focusing on that subject, you know? Don't feel like you, just because there's certain standards that you may have to meet for your state, don't feel like you can't tailor those standards exactly to what will make your child interested in learning them. You can, there's tons of resources, and if you continue to tailor it to your child's interests, then it won't be a struggle. So I think that's the biggest message I would want to send to parents is just follow your child and figure out ways to incorporate all the math and science and reading and all that into something that they're interested in, and it will make your schooling a lot easier because it won't be such a struggle.
Oh, wonderful. That is the perfect answer. So I know we're motivated, and let's have our get off the couch step. Our action step. Tell us right now what we need to do to be part of this program.
Yes. For all of your listeners, you can email me right now at boldandbrightacademy@gmail.com and tell me that you would like to redeem a free trial. You'll get 1 month free trial. You can do that right now, and I'll get you set up hopefully by the end of the day. You can visit our website for more information at boldandbrightacademyonline.com. You can, if you want to check out some clips from my class, you can go to youtube.com and Bold and Bright Academy. You can always check out Facebook or Instagram, Bold and Bright Academy. We've just slashed our prices. So our on-demand program is $19.99 a month. Our preschool or Kinder Pals twice a week is $39.99 a month. And for four live classes a week, it's $69.99 a month. So there's lots of options and lots of different price ranges, depending on what your budget and your schedule allows.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you so much for having this conversation. I loved it. Loved it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm so excited for your nomination. And thank you so much for being a supportive, amazing part of our program. And thank you so much for having me on again. I really love these conversations as well.
Well, thank you for including us in your program. And thank you to all of you who make this possible. My goodness, when I say I'm humbled and honored and happy all at the same time, that's it right there. And it's all because of those of you who listen, who share, who donate, who sponsor, who volunteer, who come on as guests, who help us. Thank you to the platforms and networks and everyone. Everyone who's ever done anything kind for us and for this podcast, you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we sure do appreciate you. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. I'll see you next time.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.